Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight? Episode number 132, Drink It Till You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Hope you're having a good week. Happy hump day to you. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm drinking Bullet Rye Whiskey at the moment, and shout out to Jason for hooking it up. I really appreciate it. Bought me a bottle. Didn't have to. Bought me a bottle anyway, and I appreciate it, so cheers. Hopefully you guys are drinking something delicious. By the way, this Bullet Rye Whiskey is 90% alcohol by volume. 90%. Wait, is it 90% or just 90 proof? I think it's 90 proof, which is higher than your average. 80 is the standard, usually. And if this recording sounds any different than before, dude, I've just been losing shit all day. And the phone I normally record the podcast on, I fucking lost it. What else did I lose today? I lost my wallet. I lost my keys. And you know what? I blame the new pants I bought from Target. That's what I'm going to put blame on. That's who I'm going to sue if I don't get these things back. You know? I bought these nice joggers. Nice and light for when I'm outside. They're really, really good, man. Really kind of stretchy material. Really thin. You know, it's like if my legs start to sweat, which they do sometimes. You know, it just cools me off. I love these fucking pants, except for the pockets, dude. Things just fall out of my pockets. I almost lost my headphones today. Luckily, I got my wallet back. I found that. My headphones, I found those. My keys, you know, I wouldn't be in my car right now if I didn't find those. Luckily, I did find those. Just that other cell phone, man. And what pisses me off the most is, dude, my memory card. It's got so many pictures of my kids on that fucking memory card. And, dude, I searched high and low. I searched everywhere. And I'm trying to, like, I don't know. I just can't remember the last place I had it. You know, like I put it in the door, a car door, and I put it there. That's what I remember last. And then I don't know, maybe I opened the door too fast and it bounced out. I don't know. I can't find this fucking thing. I was actually being told that I can ping the phone. Getting a little too technical for me over here. But I can ping the phone and it'll tell me its location. I just have to be signed into... I guess Gmail, but here's the problem. It doesn't have Wi-Fi. It doesn't have internet connected to it. So can I still find the phone? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure, but I'm a little upset about it, man. Years and years of pictures, you know, my boys when they were younger, my middle boy when he was little bitty, and obviously my daughter when she was newborn. You know, you put some stuff on Facebook, but you don't put everything up there. There's just precious moments. You just, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I don't share every fucking picture I take of my kids or, you know, every little video I take of whatever I'm doing. Like that shit's for me. You know, that's my photo album when I get older and I show my kids, you know, I want them to see it. I don't need to show it to the whole world. You know, I do sometimes. There's just some pictures you can't help. But anyways, so I'm a little upset about that right now. If the recording sounds any different, that's why. Hopefully it doesn't sound like shit. You probably should have done a test run. That might have been the smart thing to do. Well, I didn't think about it. And we're already 4 minutes in. I'm not starting this shit over, you know? This is how we do it at Drink Until You Podcast. It's all or nothing. And at the end of the night, I might get nothing, you know? It might turn out that I can't use any of this. So we'll see if you guys get the secret track. You guys remember when that was a big deal? The secret track? The first band I ever heard that did that was Green Day off the album Dookie. And it just kept going on and on. I remember the first time I ever heard it, dude, it freaked me the fuck out. Because I just have the CD playing in my CD player and it's still going. And I don't know any different. You know, I'm thinking this thing stopped. I'm sitting there doing whatever else I wanted to do. And all of a sudden this music starts coming on. It's just like startling. I was like, where the fuck did that come from? And it actually scared the shit out of me. And I listened, I was like, where the fuck is this? I've listened to this album a million times. Where the fuck was this track the whole time? I guess you normally hit stop when it was over. No, it just had to stop itself, right? The CD player. Oh my God. I remember the portable CD players. What a clusterfuck those were. They said they were skip resistant. You could jog with them. No, you fucking couldn't. You hit that wrong angle on that CD and it's fucking skipping. If your shit doesn't short out. Oh, what a hassle, man. I'll never forget the first time I got an MP3 player. I was hot shit. You know, strapped it to my arm. Uploaded all my tracks from my computer that I wanted. Had limited space. It was only like $30. And, you know, had limited space on there. You couldn't upload your whole, you know, every single song you had from every album you loved. You couldn't do all that. But it served a purpose, man. You put like your top, I don't know, 25 songs on there. And you're like, that's it? Only 25 songs? And every couple of, it's like, all right, that'll do for a week. That's fine. That'll do for a week. And then you listen to it about 4 days in. You're like, all right, I got to go back to the computer. I'm kind of sick of these fucking songs. You delete some off. You'd put more on. Fill it up to 25 or whatever it could hold. I think I paid $30 for my first MP3 player. And it was that was when iPods were first coming out. It was probably like second or third generation iPod when I finally got an MP3 player. And it wasn't an iPod because those things are fucking ridiculous. And not a lot's changed. You know, people stand in line like they're waiting on a roller coaster to buy the latest iPhone XS RS or whatever the fuck they're called. I don't know where RS came from. It just sounded like a phone. And it costs thousands of fucking dollars, you know? I will say, one huge complaint I do have with LG is just the sensitivity of the screen. Like, Apple is doing it right. I guess they kind of have the market cornered on that. It's like electrical. You know, when you touch the screen, it can feel the electricity, I guess, coming out, your natural electricity coming off your body, so it knows, okay, he's pressing this, he's pressing that. On the LG phone, man, I've literally been pressing something on the screen to like send, excuse me, and it won't fucking send. And next thing I know, my headphone cord grazes the fucking thing and it sends. I'm like, what the fuck's the point in that? I'm pressing as hard as I can with my hand, with my finger, with my hand. Like, I'm sure that might be your problem, Chris. You're just, hey, dad, not working. It's probably user error. Most things in my life are, you know? Oh, shit. What are you going to do? So you guys been watching any baseball to change gears on you real quick? Dude, I'm so happy to have it back. So fucking happy. Miami Marlins are in trouble. They're probably going to get cast out of the league for this season at least. And you know why, Florida? You know why you're not going to have a baseball team competing in a 60-game season? It's because you didn't take this shit seriously. I have no room to talk because I am from Texas. And we're in the same fucking... We're right there with you. We're pretty damn close. Didn't take it serious. Cases going up every day. And, you know, look at us now. You gotta think a place like New York, man. You know, like they're just so fucking packed in like sardines. And they fucking figured it out. We have way more open space here in Texas. And we can't fucking get the shit together. We have to be around each other. You know? It's ridiculous, man. I haven't been the best at first, I will admit. You know, like I was saying a couple of episodes ago, I'll wait for somebody to go into the store. And if they're not wearing a mask and they don't throw them out, I'm going in without a mask. I was part of the problem. All right? I've come around. I've definitely come around. You know? I do think it's important. I wear a fucking mask everywhere now. I don't give a fuck. If that's what the doctors are saying, what's it going to hurt? You know? It's like wearing a condom, you know? You're protecting yourself somewhat, and you're protecting the other person, you know? Somewhat. Uh-huh. Nothing's 100%. Oh, man, I just scraped my arm on that. I probably just sounded like a fart. Let's see if I can do it. That's what you always do, right? You make a noise, and then you're like, oh, well, I have to... Mm. There it goes. I have to do it again to prove that it wasn't me. Now everybody's just like, Chris, you just fucking farted twice during the podcast. What the fuck? No, I swear to God, it's my arm. My arm's a little sweaty right now. But yeah, back to MLB. Whoa, I got way off there. I don't know what happened. Yeah, Marlins probably going to be out. My Texas Rangers, they actually won today, dude. We always have trouble with the Diamondbacks, and I don't fucking know why. Who did we face today? Madison Bumgarner. I hadn't heard that name in a while. You know. Man, I bet that guy's just a fucking asshole. Like, on the mound, off the mound. He's probably one of those guys that doesn't sign autographs. You know? Just a fucking douche. He just seems that way. Somebody hits a home run on him and he gets all butthurt about it. It's like, dude, it's part of the fucking game. Nobody was saying shit to you. You're like talking shit the whole time the guy's running around the bases. He's not fucking prancing. He didn't do a fucking bat flip. He's not showing you up. He hit a good ball. You served it up for him. He knocked it out of the park. That's his fucking job. Why are you going to get mad at him? You fucking baby. Madison Bumgarner is a large man. I might not want to talk too much shit. As if he listens to Drink Until You podcast. You know what? Send this to him. I don't care. What's he going to do? He's got everything to lose. I got nothing to lose. Don't bait him, Chris. Come on. You're better than that. But yeah, man, it's weird. The first game I saw was the Yankees. And who did they play? I can't even remember. It was only a couple of days ago. I already can't remember. This has been my problem today. Just brain in a fog. And I'm losing shit. I can't remember the last time I had that damn cell phone. I'm not going to let it go. But yeah, man, it's been cool. It was the Yankees, and they actually didn't have any cardboard cutouts in the stands. You know, that's the thing going around right now. You pay $50, at least for the Texas Rangers, and you can put yourself smiling, you know, two thumbs up, behind home plate so everybody can see your stupid face, even though you're not in attendance. It was actually pretty comical to watch the players get introduced. All I remember is Hunter Pence. Who is he playing for now? It was the Yankees versus whoever Hunter Pence plays for. Because he was actually really funny when they introduced him. He waved, you know, as if there was a crowd. They're having a little bit of fun with it. I'm sure it's awkward as hell. The sounds, you know, they have the little, I guess it's a drop button, you know, up there in the booth or whatever, in the box, to where they can drop, you know, just sound bites or whatever. So the Rangers get a hit at home and they push the little crowd button and it makes it sound like people are cheering. They're still doing the dun, 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 dun. And that's just fucking awkward, man. Nobody's screaming charge. Da, 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 da. That's it. That's all you get. Maybe the guys on the bench are going charge, depending on what side they're playing for. But, you know, this is nothing new, honestly. You're seeing it everywhere. I saw it in the EPL when I watched that a month ago. The cardboard cutouts in the crowd, you know. MLB's doing it, cardboard cutouts in the crowd. NHL is about to start back up. They're probably going to do cardboard cutouts in the crowd. And it's really nothing new. Everybody's like, wow, that's just so weird, or that's so dumb. You know, WNBA has been doing that for years to pretend like they have attendance at their... I couldn't even say it with a straight face. Here I go again. WNBA, God bless those women, you know. From last week, what's going to happen? I'm going to get the shit kicked out of me by a rugby player because I'm talking shit. Now a WNBA, a 7'4" women's NBA player, WNBA player, is going to come kick the shit out of me. Probably fucking roll me up in a ball and slam dunk me. I don't know why I have such a problem with the WNBA. I think it's because of all that bitching they did a couple of months ago. Or for the past year, whatever the fuck it was. They're saying it's not fair, they're not getting paid the same. Well, you don't earn the same. The league doesn't earn the fucking same. Let's not get into all that again. Let's not do that again. Let's take another drink. But yeah, all joking aside though, I was watching WNBA highlights on ESPN and hashtag say her name for that, I think she was a paramedic that got shot, Breonna Taylor. Fucked up situation, man. All joking aside, I fully support that cause. I just gotta poke fun. You know, that's what I do. And, yeah, man, that's a good cause. I really, something needs to happen. It's amazing that people can just, or officers can just keep getting away with this shit. They're just protected. They're always protected. And you can't do anything. You're not protected. Us as citizens are supposed to be protected by the officers, you know? And I'm not, you know, once again, I'm not talking shit on all the officers. I'm not. There's good apples and there's bad apples in every facet of life, you know? Unless you're a WNBA player. I'm not going to bring it back there. You know, there's good and bad in everything. It's just, with this particular thing, you know, you get a bad barista at Starbucks, it's like, well, he didn't quite make my shit right. You get a bad officer with a badge and a fucking gun, that shit's gonna end bad. You know, there are two different levels on this. This is very important. Very important to fix. So I fully support, you know, hashtag say her name. I don't want this chick to be forgotten. And just passed over. And, yeah. It's just a good cause, man. So, hashtag that, all joking aside. Let's take another drink. Alright, so we're going to do some videos of the week. The first one I got for you, I think Joe Rogan retweeted this the other day. It was just fucking baffling. So, it looks like an ex-girlfriend pouring gasoline into, I guess, her ex-boyfriend's ride is the way I took it. I just kind of read the comments and I go off of that. It's not actually, you know, a source. It could have been anything, you know, whatever. A neighbor that hates another neighbor, a brother and a sister that are arguing, whatever. But I assumed it was an ex-girlfriend. She's pouring gasoline into this guy's fucking SUV and someone's filming her from a window upstairs. And she lights a match, throws, you know, kind of sticking her head inside, throws the match and it explodes in her fucking face, knocks her back like such a huge fireball. It was kind of funny. The guy recording ducked behind the window, you know, just the wall for a second because it was such a big fucking fireball. And this fucking bitch, she blows her face off. She's not dead or anything, but she like, it knocks her back into the car next to her and she gets up and she starts running off and she's got her hood pulled down. Like, I don't know. You pull the strings as tight as you can to where it's only like your nose and maybe a little bit of your eyes is exposed. That's how she looked. So she fucking blows this guy's fucking car up, gets up, starts running, and she comes back into frame to grab, like, her gas can and whatever else she dropped when she blew her face off, pretty much. You know, we were joking about it. My buddy was like, the police are going to pull her over and be like, ma'am, did you do this? And she's going to be like, I didn't do it, with her fucking hair all burnt and her fucking eyebrows singed and everything. One of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Gasoline is fucking dangerous, dude. Like, it was amazing that she stuck her head in the car to, like, you know, set it off or whatever. And it, dude, it was just a big fucking fireball there for a second. The second video of the week, a little more lighthearted. It's not an ex burning an ex's shit. I hope he pressed charges, by the way. And I hope that guy who recorded the video gave it to him. You know, because eventually that guy's got to come out and be like, oh my God, my fucking car. You know. Anyways, the next one I have for you is a little bit more lighthearted. It is Anthony Rizzo of the Chicago Cubs. A guy gets a base hit, runs down the first base line, stands on first base. Rizzo pulls out a fucking, you know, a little squirt bottle of hand sanitizer and gives it to him. Takes a little bit himself. Dude, baseball players are fucking hilarious sometimes. That's my second video of the week. The third video of the week is the Donald Trump ramp music video. Now, he was talking about, like, how he almost tripped going down a ramp, I guess at one of his rallies or something. I'll let you guys listen to this. It's actually pretty fucking good. I don't like that I like the song, but it's pretty fucking catchy. Here it goes. Songify this. There's no way. There's no way. I can make it down that ramp without falling in my ass. There's no way. There's no way. Generals are made ramp so fast. I don't want that. And this was a steel ramp. Really, really steep. No hand felt. It was like an ice skating rink. I said, there's no way. There's no way. I can make it down that ramp without falling on my ass. Fucking great, man. I love the falling on my ass part. With that falling on my ass, pretty fucking good. It's called Songify This. I guess that's a thing going around now where they can. It's really fucking crazy, man. It's just like that Metallica thing, the AI Metallica thing I played for you guys like a month ago. I have no frame of reference on time, honestly. Everything was like a week ago or a month ago with me. It could have been a year ago for all I know. But it's amazing, dude, how they can take someone talking and they can auto-tune it, put a beat to it, and a little bit of melody, and it's a fucking song, man. It happened back when that, you know, there's that fire, and they were, you know, the lady's like, I thought somebody was barbecuing. And, how did that song go? But yeah, I don't know. Either way, I'm not going to try to reenact the song for you guys, but, it's pretty cool what we can do these days. Like that AI Metallica song, they just put a bunch of Metallica songs into a computer, lyrics, music, and it created a fucking song, you know, there's some creativity in that alone, you know, for someone to do this and take this. It's actually, I don't like that I like the song, but I do like it. When he says, without falling on my ass, and he goes high for the ass. Oh, fuck, dude. It gets me every time. That's the three videos of the week. Cheers, everybody. Now, let's see. I don't know if I have any drink recommendations, and I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see Bullet Rye whiskey cocktails. How about that? Yeah, that's what we do. Now let's see how long this is going to take, though. Bulliet. Is it Bulliet or Bullet? Bulliet. Bulliet. Is it French? No, it can't be French, right? Let's see here. Rye whiskey. You can always make an old fashioned with the rye whiskey, right? That's one of the best. Let's see. Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Dude, this shit is actually pretty sweet too. And I checked the back before I started drinking it. And it's zero carbs. If you care about that kind of shit. Which I do right now. I've been doing pretty good on my carbs. I really got to cut back on peanut butter though, man. I fucking love peanut butter and I can't help it. So from bulliet.com or bullet, however you say it. This is called Rise Up. Here's the ingredients. 6 ounces Bullet Rye, 0.25 ounce sweet vermouth, 0.2 ounce elderflower liqueur. What is that? A bunch of old people squished up. Oh my God. It's going to make me verify my age. Sure. You guys want to know when I was born? December 7th, 1985. Pearl Harbor Day, many, many years later. Enter. Am I old enough to view this recipe now? All right, let's start over. 6 ounces bullet rye, 0.25 ounces sweet vermouth, 0.2 ounce elderflower liqueur, 1 dash aromatic bitters, 1 dash Peshad's bitters, 0.25 ounces cognac. If you couldn't tell by the I don't know what Peshad's bitters are. Never heard of that. The equipment you're going to need. Oh, I love this website, man. This is very clean. Rocks glass, a jigger, and a knife. How to make, stir and strain into rocks glass, garnish with the, it didn't even say pour. It's just like, you know what the fuck to do, you know? So that's from the website directly. Let's see if we can find two more. We've done a Manhattan, I don't know how many times, countless times. Let's see. Let's go rye whiskey cocktails. Let me research while I'm podcasting. Worst podcasting ever, right? Sazerac. That sounds pretty cool. Let's see what that's all about. Let's see what's going on there. What do you got going, Sazerac? Not going to let me click it. Sazerac cocktail. Let's see. It's too fucking much. Come on, man. Shouldn't be that hard. Okay, here we go. 20 intriguing rye whiskey cocktails. We use these guys all the time. TheSpruceEats.com. Let's see what we got here. Sazerac. Okay, there it is. Fuck yeah, found it. Yeah, how do we make this bitch? Come on, man. I'm running out of time. I hate to say it. I gotta go to bed. I'm fucking exhausted, man. I've been staying up too late, you know. Working too hard. This is the SpruceEats.com. This is called the Sazerac. You're going to need 1 cube of sugar. 3 dashes Peshad's bitters again. 1 1/2 to 3 ounces rye whiskey to taste. 1/4 ounce absinthe. Woo! And garnish with the lemon. How the hell you make it. Gather ingredients. Duh. They always do that. I hate that. Oh, God, did that stop my recording? All right, there we go. So gather ingredients. In mixing glass, soak the sugar cube with the bitters. Muddle to crush the cube. Add the rye whiskey and stir. Discard the ice and chilled, discard the ice in the chilled glass. Rinse it with absinthe. Rinse it with absinthe. Pour a small amount into the glass. Swirl it around, then discard the liquid. What? Pour the whiskey mixture into the absinthe rinsed glass. Gently squeeze a lemon twist over the drink to release its essence. Serve and enjoy. All right. SpruceEats.com. Thank you for that one. Waldorf cocktail. Let's go for this one. I've never heard of Waldorf cocktail before. Let's see. Sorry, I gotta send a text. Good God. All right, this is the SpruceEats.com as well. Losing steam here, Chris, losing steam. I know, I didn't plan for this. You know, I didn't plan to lose all my shit today and find most of it, except for the one thing I needed the most tonight. 2 ounces rye whiskey, 3/4 ounce sweet vermouth, 1/4 ounce absinthe or substitute. Once again, 2 dashes Angostura bitters. Gather ingredients. Pour the absinthe into chilled cocktail glass. Swirl it around to coat the sides, then toss any excess. Dude, what is the... I've never heard of this before. This is new to me. Swirl it around to coat the sides and toss the excess. Pour the whiskey and vermouth into mixing glass filled with ice. Stir for 30 seconds. Strain into rinsed glass. Enjoy. I got to look up something real quick before we end the podcast. Let's see here. Is it going to let me voice the text or no? Why do people use absinthe and then pour it out? Try saying something. Well, I did say something. Hold on, guys, one sec. Why do you use absinthe and then pour it out? What is the purpose, I guess, is what I'm trying to find out. Pour one out, Urban Dictionary. The drink symbolizes one which should have been enjoyed by the absinthe. Ah, this isn't going to fucking do it for me. Hey, more research is needed. We'll find out why. I thought you were supposed to drink the absinthe. I mean, if you want to get super fucked up, right? So there's the three drink recommendations. We're going to finish off our drinks right now. Cheers, everybody. We're going to call it a night. I got to go to Betty Bye. Got to go night-night. Got to go Mimi's. As I called it with all my kids, I don't know why. I don't know how Mimi's came about. But cheers, everybody. And I'll talk to you next fucking week. Be safe out there, guys. Wear your fucking masks. Hand sanitize. Don't set your ex's car on fire and blow your face off. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.